It's just the little things you do, that makes me wanna get with you, All I wanna do is on my zone, 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 man, a boom, 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 just shake your body. All I wanna do is on my zone, 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 man, a boom, 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 just shake your body. All I wanna do is on my zone, 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 man, a boom, 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 just shake your body. All I wanna do is on my zone, 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 man, a boom, boom, just shake it now. Shake it, shake it, shake it now, shake it. She can spend every birthday butt naked. It's soft, making me wanna squish up. More chest in the game, I'm rumpin' like a subwoofer. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. I don't mind sticking it to her every single night. Come on, pass the poom poom, send it to Papa. Shake it, baby, shake it, baby, shake it, don't stop her. Let me see you do the booty hop, and now make the booty stop. Now drop and do the booty walk. The way you're shaking your grills, really kill. It's making brother ills up a whole lot of bills. But I ain't into tricking, just the treating. And I ain't into treating every trick that I'm eating.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Mass evacuations underway ahead of Hurricane Milton's arrival this week. It's now a Category 4 storm with winds of 155 miles an hour. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Sarasota, where people are trying to get to safer ground.
It is hard to find, but this gas station in Sarasota, they still have some fuel left. They tell me they fully expect to run out today, and they aren't sure when the next shipment is coming. They also called Monday a record day. Now, you will definitely see those long lines at gas stations throughout Florida. Officials say currently there is no fuel shortage and more is on the way.
Milton is expected to make landfall tomorrow night or early Thursday. The Israeli military says it has killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut, the militant group's acting leader promising more fighting against Israeli troops in southern Lebanon. Vice President Harris appearing on 60 Minutes, insisting despite Republican opposition, if she is elected, she could get her economic proposals through Congress. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Police are investigating a Sunday night homicide in Superior after hearing from a caller who said a man was walking around their garage and shining a flashlight into their windows. Officers found a man with gunshot wounds who later died from his injuries. The suspect who fled the scene was later located in Iron River. A Sunday night murder-suicide in Marinette County. Sheriff's deputies learned Troy D. Noble shot his wife, Erica J. Noble, from Crivets several times at a home in the town of Stevenson. She later died from her injuries. Troy Noble later left the home and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And Wisconsin's first temple for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be built in Milwaukee. The new temple will keep Wisconsin Latter-day Saints or Mormons from having to travel to either the Twin Cities or Chicago to perform temple ordinances. Those are physical acts signifying as underlying spiritual acts.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is More Music Mornings with Dave, 8:04 on Tuesday morning. You know, it's amazing how some things divide us. We're going to talk about that shortly. Also, a road closure in the Bearberry that we're going to mention. We'll have that up in a few minutes on Max FM.
Max FM. My heart up off the floor. I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I got to go for faith. I got to have faith, the faith, the faith. Baby! I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe. You mean every word you say. I can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down to lover boy rules.
Before this river becomes an ocean. Before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh, baby, I'll reconsider my foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something more. Yes, I gotta have faith.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. 8:12 a.m. with Dave Grant. I just watched the clock turn over. Yeah, we still don't have a clock in the studio, so I've got plan B. That clock just didn't make it. I found more plastic pieces after our Hope House Radio Request-a-thon, and that fell off the wall due to the road construction. Yeah, it was an old clock, and I thought we had more of them hiding around the station, but you know, those things do happen. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. It's going to be beautiful today, sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 39. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 70. Wednesday night, it'll be clear with a low of 43. Thursday, sunny with a high of 75. Friday, warming up, sunny with a high of 81. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs in the 60s. We do have a slight chance of showers on Saturday night. And that is really our only rain chance. So as a reminder, if you're doing anything outdoors that involves fire, please be careful, as it is getting dry out there and we're seeing an increased fire risk. Currently, it is 41 degrees. As I mentioned, we do have a road closure to announce, and that is basically starting right now. This is from the city of Baraboo. Starting at 8:15 today, the intersection of Parkside Avenue and Waldo Street will be closed to through traffic. The plan is to have it open by the end of the day, so if you do live on Parkside, you do need to find an alternate route starting in the next 2 minutes here until the end of the day, possibly a little bit longer. We do have this up on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page with a map as well in case anyone needs to know where that is at. So please be aware of that and plan accordingly. I'm sure the goal was to get everyone to work and school before they did close that intersection. I know that's a very busy area, so that's something we want to let people know about right away. So plan accordingly. Now, as I did mention, there are some things that definitely lead to division. It's crazy how divided we are as a country. And I'm not talking about politics. I never will. That is not my thing. More than 1 in 5 iPhone users admit they look down on people with Androids. 22% admit they think less of someone if they see a green text bubble come through. And 23% claim they had never dated an Android user. Now, here's some more statistics on America's iPhone Android divide. Most people with Androids are aware our iPhone fans are judging them for it. 52% say they've been teased or made fun of by an iPhone user before. I don't know who would do those things. I'm waiting for my iPhone to light up from an Android user, just saying. 21% of iPhone users admit they've excluded someone from a group chat because the person had an Android. 42% of iPhone users have used a separate third-party messaging program like WhatsApp to accommodate their pathetic Android friends. And 30% of Android users have thought about getting an iPhone just to stop the peer pressure. So now, are we a divided household? I'm laughing because I am getting a text message in, and there will be a study about me coming soon, apparently. And so, yes, we do have a divided household here. We do have iPhone usage in our house and Android usage in our house as well. And do I think any less of this person because they use an Android? Of course not. It is about what they're comfortable with, what they want to use, and it's not about what my own beliefs are as an iPhone user. Personally, I've used iPhone for a very long time. I went from a flip phone to an Android back when the Galaxy S3, I believe, or S2, whatever the first Galaxy smartphone was, came out. My flip phone died. I was going to the store to buy a new phone, and I was going to get another flip phone because they had a ruggedized flip phone. I'm very rough on phones for anyone that doesn't know me. And so I was going to the store to buy a flip phone, and my lovely wife went with me, and the person said, "Hey, you here for the new Samsung? We have 10 of those, limited availability." And my wife says, "What's that?" And they said, "It's a new smartphone." He goes, "Yes, he'll get one of those." And I'm like, "No, I'm good." She goes, "Really? You're an IT guy, and you're going to go with the flip phone?" Well, yeah, I thought it was going to be a great idea. Now, could I go back to a flip phone? No, I love my smartphone. It gets used for a lot of different things. A lot of different communications, and I honestly don't care what the person on the other hand has for their phone. It's whatever works for them. You know, everyone has their reasons, saying one's more secure than another, one's easier to use than another. Even within our station group here, we have a diverse group of phones here, and there's a little picking on back and forth as to who has what phone, but honestly, as long as my phone works, I don't care what it is. That's really what it comes down to. Would I switch to a different platform at this point? No, because I love my iPhone. It integrates with my iPad as well. And it also integrates into with my Mac computer as well. So, I mean, I love that part of the integration. That is probably one of my favorite parts of that, because if I am using my Mac, I can see the calls come up, text messages, respond from the computer. I can even answer the call from the computer. So, very convenient. But no, will I think any less of someone who has an Android? No. Will I tease my significant other because she has an Android? Yeah, possibly. Okay, yes, I do sometimes. Or I'll say, yeah, it's an Android thing, and just kind of go on from there. So, yes, we do have multiple devices in our household. And quite honestly, I do also have an Android-based tablet. So I do use both of those. It's whatever works at the time, whatever is available. But, you know, we shouldn't let things divide us. That's what it all comes down to. I will go with the adage of please be kind. That is probably the most important thing with everything that's going on in this world. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. And we'll get you back into more Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for Parktoberfest. This fourth annual event will be happening at the Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This is on Saturday, October 12th from 4 until 9 p.m. Beer Garden will be running during that time. There'll be a meat raffle at 8:30. Food trucks from 4 until 9 as well. Kids games from 4 until 7 p.m. And then live music by Lights Out Band. That's going to be from 5 until 8:30. Again, this fourth annual Parktoberfest will be taking place on Saturday, October 12th, 4 until 9 p.m. at the new Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. And join the Portage Fire and Police Departments for their 35th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This also takes place on Saturday the 12th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Also on Saturday, October 12th, the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting a volunteer work day. You can find all the details by visiting the Facebook page of Friends of Devil's Lake. This will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Again, detail with all the description of the activities as well as the location to meet will be found on Facebook.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:24 on Tuesday morning. Beautiful day out there. Little cool yet, but you know what? It is, after all, fall. I'm looking at the temperature right now, and it is 45 degrees out there. It's going to warm up. It'll be sunny with a high of 69 today. It's going to be beautiful out there. Coming up, we're going to talk about something, an interesting product you could win from a national retailer That'll be up after Aerosmith on More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dream On with Aerosmith, 8:28 on Tuesday morning. You know, this week is flying by already. I'm not sure where Monday went, but you know what? We got through it after all. Kind of a wild and crazy Monday, to say the least. We did have an issue with that tire. Thank you again to Craig's Hometown Auto for getting us worked in and getting that fixed. It's great to have all of our vehicles back in working order. Speaking of getting vehicles in working order, shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $50 service certificate to Back Rope Airborne Motors for just $30. This certificate may be used on oil changes, tire rotations, and other service items. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. And yes, oil changes and tire rotations, so very important. Keeping track of all that stuff, too. Another important thing to do, I got to find a good way to do that because, you know, all the computerized stuff that I have, you'd think I would have that on a list somewhere. Wait, I do. Then it doesn't get updated. easily distracted. That is going to be my guilty answer today. And, you know, this one definitely distracted me when I saw this story this morning. It has me asking questions, let's put it this way. And it almost sounds like this could be a good way to maybe attract even ants. The makers of Airheads Candy are releasing a candy-scented foot spray for Halloween. It's called Trick or Treat, Smell My Feet. This can is shaped like a foot and is supposed to smell exactly like cherry-flavored Airheads. Yes, you heard me correctly. They say it's for parents with smelly feet who have to accompany their kids on Halloween this year. The promo video says the average trick-or-treater walks 1.25 miles. Since it's not something most people will ever actually want, guess what? You can't buy it. They're doing a limited run and giving them away through their website. Now, you need to put this on your calendar if you want to remember it. You can sign up to win a can of this next Monday at airheadsfootspray.com. So as I'm talking about reminders and calendar items, that is not going into my calendar. No way. I mean, okay, I get the whole trick-or-treat, smell my feet thing. I may or may have did that as a child, or maybe even as an adult, but there is no way I'm going to spray Airheads candy smelling on my feet. That seems weird, you know? I don't know. I'm sure somebody's going to definitely go to airheadsfootspray.com and put an entry, and please do not sign me up for this for anyone that's thinking that. It's weird. I like Airheads candy, don't get me wrong. I like candy in general, which, you know, I hope my dentist isn't listening because we were talking about the whole toothpaste thing earlier, and yeah. Why would you want your feet to smell like candy? That's really my question. I mean, I've got the purple toenail thing, rocking that in the fingernails. I've had a few people ask me about that. Again, this was because we reached our goal for the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon at the end of September. So our goal was to get a certain amount. We met and exceeded that amount. So again, thank you to all of our listeners. And as a reminder, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And that's really important because that is why my fingernails are purple, as well as my toenails. And we've had people ask me, and we explain why and what it's all about. So if you need to find out more information about Hope House, please go to hopehousescw.org. The other thing that's very important coming up, it's going to be Purple Thursday over at Hope House. That is coming up here in October, and we want to make sure that people are aware of this. That'll be on Thursday, October 17th, and we're going to try to help them out. They're going to need some donations. It's things that you use in your household every day. Paper towel, toilet paper, dish soap, laundry soap, all of those needs. Go to hopehousescw.org to find out more information. You can also go to Amazon and purchase some of these items and have it delivered directly to Hope House. So you don't even have to do any extra work. You just need to add it to your cart, check out, and there's information about how to do that. So again, please support Hope House, something that's very important. And I've had people ask me, why are my fingernails purple? That is why. And they're going to be that way all month long. And apparently it's not going to come off too easily, rough on my hands for anyone that knows me. And someone said, what are you going to do in November? I'm not sure. But seriously, please consider a donation. We're going to be over at Hope House on Thursday, October 17th. We're going to do a Facebook Live and some other things over there that day as well. It's just something so important. So again, hopehousescw.org to go over and look at that wish list. And it's so easy, you know what? Amazon Prime Days are coming up as well. So that is another way that you can easily support them. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It's hard to let go of these last warm days of summer. But soon, windows will need to close, furnaces will be firing up, and you'll find yourself enjoying a cup of hot cocoa while snuggling in front of a comfy fireplace. cozy. So now is the perfect time to get an energy-efficient heat and glow insert from Shield Hearth and Home in Baraboo. Save $649 on your insert if you purchase before October 14th. Hurry in today to Shield Hearth and Home at 302 Lynn Street in Baraboo or head to ShieldsFiresideWI.com.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Kansas City closed out week 5 of the NFL season with a 26-13 win over the Saints to remain unbeaten at 5-0 this season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chiefs and Vikings remain the only two unbeaten teams in the league so far. Saints quarterback Derek Carr left the game late with an oblique injury. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he expects wide receiver Romeo Dobbs to return to the team on Wednesday. LaFleur met with Dobbs on Monday to discuss the receiver skipping practice Thursday and Friday, which led to a one-game suspension. Dobbs reportedly unhappy with his role on the team. Baseball playoffs, Detroit over Cleveland 3-0 last night as Kerry Carpenter hit a 3-run homer with 2 outs in the ninth. Kansas City beat the Yankees 4-2. Both series are tied at a game apiece. Reds officially introducing Terry Francona as their new manager on Monday, and the puck officially drops on the start of the NHL's regular season tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:37 a.m. with Dave Cranny. It's more music, mornings with Outfield on Max FM.
Josie's on a vacation fire.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. It is 8:45 a.m. Let's take a look at your weather forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, cooling down, mostly clear with a low of 39. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 70. Thursday, sunny, a high of 75. And Friday, warming up, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs in the 60s. It'll be mostly clear. A slight chance of showers on Saturday night. Currently, it is 46 degrees outside. It is hard to believe it is fall after all with this weather that we've been having and knowing we're going to have highs in the 80s. I have not had a chance to forecast out past the weekend. Definitely want to look at that. Got a few things we need to get done around here. And it's weird that it is this warm in October. we haven't even turned our furnace on yet, so could be a bad thing, could be a good thing. We'll just leave it at that. Now, something that is a great thing, it'll be the best day ever. It's PHP's 10th annual Fall Festival. This is a Broad Fry bake sale and a sidewalk sale. It is happening on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the People Helping People headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Your purchase will support the Holiday Adopt a Family Food Distribution Program. The menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joe sandwiches, grilled brats, or Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. PHP's Adopt a Family Program provides low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. For more information and ways to help them out, go to phpofwisconsin.org. Again, PHP's 10th Annual Fall Festival Broad Fry, Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters. You know, have some great food and help support a great cause. As a reminder, we do have a road closure in the city of Baraboo. This is today, and it's the intersection of Parkside Avenue and Waldo Street. This is going to be closed to through traffic. They're hoping to have it open to traffic by the end of the day. We have this up on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page with the map. So if you live in the Parkside area, you're going to need to find an alternate exit out or in because Waldo Street and Parkside is closed through the end of today. I'm assuming we'll get an update a little bit later maybe as to if that opens or not. Typically, we get the closures. We don't always get the things when things reopen, and this does not have a specific time on it. So if we do get any updates on that, we will be sure to update the Max FM Facebook page. Let's take a look at our calendar days. There are some interesting ones on there. It is World Octopus Day. So yes, these are a remarkable eight-legged creatures. One of my favorites, National Salmon Day, you know. Love grilling that. It is one of my favorite fish items to eat. So, yes, National Salmon Day. National Heroes Day. From battlefields to classroom, we have heroes who inspire and change us with their noteworthy actions. So make sure you thank those heroes. A little less popular one, maybe not as known, as National Harbor Master Appreciation Day. We need our harbor masters, so please thank them if you know one. Now, this one, very interesting. National Fluffer Nutter Day. Do you know what that is? Celebrate the childhood sandwich of peanut butter and marshmallow fluff squished between two slices of bread. So I've never had one of those. I mean, I've had the marshmallow fluff before, put it in hot chocolate. I may or may not know someone that eats it right out of the bottle. But yes, so National Fluffer Nutter Day. So sounds interesting. May have to try that. That is on the maybe try thing. So if you know how good those are, please let me know. It is also National Face Your Fears Days. It's time to confront your fears and be bold. It is International Newspaper Carrier Day. It is also, there's a lot of these out there. So this one's interesting. American Touch Tag Day. We all play tag as kids, maybe sometimes as adults. So National Touch Tag Day, and I'm being told don't judge. So Fluffer Nutter is good with a little bit of stuff, with, I'm assuming, chunky peanut butter or something along those lines. So yeah, I've never had it, so I'm not judging. So if it's good, you gotta let me know, because I'm not here to judge. I'm just curious. It's one of those things, I've never had it, and like I said, I've had the marshmallow cream in my hot chocolate, and it's one of my favorites. So yeah, I'm not judging anybody. So, you know, it's one of those things to be aware of. I'm looking at some other messages that are coming in on the technical thing. So okay, I'm not sure what that's all about, so I'll have to look at that a little bit later. So Chris, if you happen to be listening, shoot me a direct message what you're referring to. See, I'm paying attention to everything that's going on, just not on the morning show here, but also with all of our technology things. And
it's yeah, okay, got it, thank you. I was curious what that was. So yeah, there are still AOL email out there apparently. I was surprised when I saw that email this morning. I didn't realize that still existed, because AOL American Online, that was something way back in the dial-up days. I used it, and I admit it, had CompuServe, and then I may or may not got into a little bit of trouble in the CompuServe days and may have been evicted from the island, per se, for some actions that I took with CompuServe. They weren't real happy with me, so then I went to the AOL system, and that was another great way of getting things. I actually had an AOL address. I still probably do. I wouldn't know how to access it, but yeah, it's one of those things, and you know, you got to make sure that we have email. I mean, yes, Yahoo and all those other ones that are out there as well. But yeah, AOL, I was very surprised to see that as an email that's still out there. So yes, it is still alive and well. It is More Music Mornings with Dave. We'll get you back into a 50-minute music hour with Billy Joel on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg, Bender's Tap In. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap In features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap In today.
Your tie's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that? You're gonna cruise the miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants?
rumble, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Licks face, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Will be coming soon. Oh my, oh.